Okay, my bad.
Oh, you're all right. Can you hear me? Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just hit the ground running. Are you cool with that?
Yep.
All right. Well, welcome to an MMA Freakcast, sort of a pre-show for World Series of Fighting 28 in Garden Grove, taking place at I think it's called the Next Level Sports Complex in Orange County in Garden Grove. Matt and I, both Orange County fellows. And MMA Freak is sort of, in a lot of ways, based out of Orange County. So, Matt, go ahead and just sort of steamroll us right into it. What can we expect tonight?
Okay, well, tonight we have, tonight is, the main event is between, bantamweight champion Marlon Moraes and, Joseph Barajas. Moraes has
heavy favorite here. Moraes is that correct?
Yeah, Moraes has defended his title twice. He's officially fought three times as champion, but the third fight was a non-title bout because the challenger missed weight. So he's been around since 2007. He's fought in Shooto Brazil. He's fought in Extreme Fighting Championships. He's never quite made it to the UFC, though. I think he could. I think he could stand.
Oh, he's a talented. His record reflects him being a talented dude. Well, what I wanted to sort of roll back to very quickly was his title lineage. Explain again. I think I missed it. Explain again. Why one of those bouts was delegitimized.
Okay, it was against Cody Bollinger, who's has a history of missing weight. He missed weight on season 18 of The Ultimate Fighter, so okay. he missed weight there and ended up losing. So,
it was a chance for him to the champ to show off his skills while still facing an opponent that really wasn't able to make weight, and as a result, nicks the title fight itself. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So continue breaking down this main event and what you expect.
Okay, so I'm expecting Moraes to just go in there and do his best. He's a pretty well-rounded fighter. He's good on the stand-up. He's got knockout power. He's won by KO before. He does also have submission skills. He's a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I'm expecting him to go out there and
likely dominate. Dominate, you think? And this is taking into account that I do believe I read earlier today. It was I read this on BloodyElbow.com. His opponent, can you remind me his opponent's name? I'm sorry.
Joseph Barajas.
Joseph Barajas, I think the wins that he has amounted so far in his career are against opponents who all have under 500 record, and under 500 record. So that is not to say that the human spirit cannot triumph over great adversary. But yeah, the deck might be stacked a little bit against him in this bantamweight title fight, don't you think?
If he can't get himself some legitimate wins under his belt against guys who are who would be pretty well versed, then he's definitely got an uphill battle. And I should like to point out that he's fought in a few different promotions, the Gladiator Challenge. He's fought in World Series of Fighting before, Titan FC, Touchy Palace fights. So, but yeah, he doesn't really have any big name wins. Moraes is the most high profile fighter that he is fighting. And Moraes is one of the highest profile bantamweights outside of the UFC. So,
in many ways, this would be considered what has been referred to in combat sports as a tune-up fight for Moraes.
Moraes,
I apologize. And so looking for, I mean, we don't want to look past his opponent, but looking forward, what does the bantamweight title or division look like in World Series of Fighting?
Well, there's a few talented individuals here and there. I wouldn't call it a really stacked. I wouldn't really by any means call it a stacked division.
This is still a mid. I mean, World Series of Fighting has been able to put on some impressive shows and some okay cards over its short sort of lifespan, but it's still firmly a mid-tier organization. When you say?
Oh yeah, it's definitely mid-tier. I'd argue it's, you know, they have some big name fighters like Jake Shields and
Yeah, they've been able to
Yoshino Kami. They've been able to name sign some big name guys, and there's other guys who are breaking out under their I don't think that they don't have it's still for the most part a mid-tier promotion. It's like
And as a result, the roster reflects such.
Yes. So yeah, like Moraes, honestly, he's the top dog in the division. He doesn't really have too many other
maybe about ready to make the jump to one of the bigger organizations.
He could get a bigger challenge in, say, he could definitely get a bigger challenge in, say, Bellator, if he'd be willing to do that. But he's, for the most part, been a company fighter, so I'm not sure that, he'd be willing to go there. He might be willing to go to the UFC, because obviously that's where the big-name fighters go. But, I'm not sure if, it depends on what he wants. If he wants to be a quote-unquote world champion.
Yeah.
Then, if he wants to be a champion, then he could.
He's going to have to get out of there.
And then, of course, you have the definition of a world champion, because technically the World Series of Fighting champion is a world champion. So if he wants to be comfortable and stay in World Series of Fighting, then he could do that. But if he wants to actually fight the big names in the world, then he needs to consider a jump to the UFC.
He's going to get it. Yeah, yeah. So I think what we'll do now, Matt, because we started off with the main event, probably what is the highest profile bout this evening. What I want to do now then is sort of kick us down to the prelim cards, if that's okay, starting with sort of the first fight of the night. Unless you wanted to start with the first fights on the main card. Whatever you preferred, what do you think?
Well, the thing is, I'm going to be honest, a lot of these guys I just do not know.
So rattle off, I did catch some of the earlier fellows on the card. I was able to catch some of their fights and do a quick sort of YouTube research once over on some of them. And I did notice there's a young man who's the Ultimate Fighter alum.
Jamie Yeager in the welterweight division.
Go.
Yeah, he's probably the other what you would call big name fighter in the on this card. And he competed in the Ultimate Fighter. I can't remember exactly which season. This was a while back, but
this was a good little while back. I think now it would have been maybe the season that Tito Ortiz. What season did Tito Ortiz coach? A couple years back now.
That depends. Are you talking about season three, or are you talking about season whichever season he was coaching opposite Chuck Liddell? Because there was a big gap in between those two seasons.
Okay, I see. Well, I can't pin it down right now either.
But I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, he it was the last season. I'd like to say it was season 10, but it might have been a little bit later than that. Either way, it was still when the Ultimate Fighter was on Spike. So that's
the gentleman they have him facing. I think it's is his first name is Tom. I think his last name is Glad. Is that about right?
What Jamie Yeager?
Yeah, tonight.
I don't see a Tom unless it was a last minute change.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who's he facing tonight?
I thought he was facing Daniel McWilliams, but that could be a last minute. There could be a last minute change on the card. So.
Oh no, I might have read it incorrectly, but yeah, you know, that's sort of one of the names that popped out as I was sort of doing some sifting at some of the video footage, of past fights of the gentleman that'll be facing off this evening. But what really was made evident to me in regards to World Series of Fighting